I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has cut off the supply of wheat to many countries in Africa and the Middle East. The Russians have blockaded Ukrainian Black Sea ports, leaving last year's wheat harvest to rot in warehouses. Pierre Hosny with Horizons International says 80% of Lebanon's wheat came from Ukraine. In 2018, Horizons trained Ukrainian churches as they cared for Muslim refugees. Today, many Ukrainians themselves have become refugees.
Over those 4 years of building those networks with churches, we have unknowingly built a network we can leverage to help the Ukraine crisis in this time. So we're now actually sending a Ukrainian Lebanese family who's been on staff with us for a few years to the Ukraine and bringing on Ukrainian staff so that we can pivot to be helping Ukraine in its time of refugee crisis.
Pray this partnership will show God's love to many Ukrainians. And finally, the world may have turned its back on Afghanistan, but the Lord is still working there. Biblica CEO Jeff Morin says,
when you think of Afghanistan, just think of the book of Acts. Think of believers who are moving through persecution but watching miracles unfold.
Afghans tell Heart for Iran that God has forgotten them. But Heart for Iran and Biblica are teaming up to prove it's not true. Working together, they're finding ways to smuggle Dari New Testaments to Christians inside Afghanistan, and they're using an interesting approach.
It's called the reverse rat tail. The rat tail is a description for how illegal goods have kind of moved back and forth across borders. It's kind of a weedy, dodgy way to get it through. We call it the reverse rat tail because I don't want to bring people into destruction. I want to bring them into hope. I want to bring them into redemption.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.